Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. I tell you what, Bob, Andy from Wealthy Street and Hall Street Bakeries, what a great success story, man. He just took that over a couple of years ago, and he said something off the air that I thought was very amazing. He said last month he had 30,000 customers come through the doors of his two stores. That's amazing. That is a lot of people. And the one thing that we didn't touch on that I wanted to get out to all the listeners is you can go to his website and place your holiday orders for your baked goods, and he recommended that. But on the live line right now, we've got Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. How you doing this morning, Tim?
Doing fantastic, and happy Saturday.
Yeah, it's a great Saturday. But anyway, hey, what's going on in the meat market, man?
Well, we're getting prepped up for Thanksgiving, so we're just talking turkey now.
Mm-hmm. Right up your alley.
Yes, it is.
It is, too.
Ask Teresa.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, my desire or hopes for what the listeners can pull out of this is the difference between a fresh turkey and a frozen turkey is too obvious, but what things would people want to do with a fresh turkey that they don't have to do to a frozen?
Boy, I'll tell you what. One of the things, you don't have to thaw it, of course. And the other thing, I mean, we're pretty much ready. We'll take our local bird from Otto's Turkey Farm, and we just season on the inside. We stuff it. And what do we stuff it with, guys? Stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
And get it stuffed and
trick question
season the outside, and then we always do the oven cooking bag.
Okay. So you don't brine it?
Typically we do not. We'll make brine for people, and whether they want to smoke it themselves or just have a salt brine or salt and sugar brine just to get more moisture in it.
Have you ever deep fried a fresh turkey?
Years ago, we did. Yes,
I'm thinking of deep. I'm thinking of deep frying one of two this year.
Okay. Unfortunately for our herd, we need such a big bird. In most of those pots, you get around a 14 pounder.
Oh yeah.
You're not going to get too much bigger than that into a pot, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Makes sense. That's a good point.
So then, does that same brand, Otto's Turkey? Do you sell just the breasts off those?
Yes.
That sounds really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll get some of those parts and pieces. And actually, I just talked to Tom yesterday, Tom Otto, not to make a pun with Tom Turkey, but Tom Otto, and all the birds, which we pre-order birds anyways. But he's reminding me that his are all vegetable-fed. And you think, well, what's that got to do with anything? But basically the grain, the corn, things of that nature, where sometimes they'll take parts and pieces, grind it, and feed that back to turkeys because it's cheap feed. So then they're getting meat as well as grain.
That's weird. I guess you're trying to be efficient as a farmer. I get that part.
Yeah. So his turkeys are herbivores.
Right.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, big sharp teeth on them too. Yeah,
for this year we have, and we were in before, and I had some of Tony's Smash burger seasonings and his Smash sauce.
Yep.
Well, he just came out. Actually, he just brought that in this week, and he has brines also to have for your turkey.
Oh,
there
wow.
Again, you know, those that brine their turkey before they cook it, nothing wrong with that. Just typically, through the years, I haven't done it. Am I saying it's a bad idea? Absolutely not. If that works for your bird, run with it. Because, yes, that will hold more moisture into it.
Well, for a wild turkey in particular, it's a great idea. They're so lean.
Yep. Yep.
Real quick, I want to throw this safety tip out there, though. If you're going to brine a turkey and then deep fry it, you're going to have some real problems.
Right.
As we know, water and oil don't mix.
So are you saying your turkeys are so big they won't fit in a typical deep fryer?
Well, the size we get, because we're doing a 30-pounder for our Thanksgiving.
That's tough to get in an oven. I mean, you're taking a rack out to get a 30-pound bird in there.
Right.
But that's cool. But like you said, you got a big group of people that you're feeding, and who doesn't like leftovers?
So are you of the school of thought then, too, that the bigger turkeys taste better?
100%. I've shared that story with you guys. The first year we were open, we ended up, a customer canceled a 35-pound bird order, and that was our first year dealing with Otto, and I didn't want to offend him and say, hey, it's the day before Thanksgiving, never mind, I don't need it. So I told Teresa, well, if we don't sell it, that's what we're eating, and we did. The best turkey we've ever had. So ever since, we always, and just like with chickens, those roasting chickens we have,
right?
My opinion, the bigger the bird, the better the flavor.
I absolutely agree.
So
they
Tim,
have a chance to get some fat on them.
Yeah. Tim, the seasoning that you're using, just give me the profile of that for what you feel is the best turkey seasoning out there.
Well, you know, I go with Tim's blend.
I understand.
Always have, always will.
Right.
Which is the basic salt, pepper, onion, garlic mixture.
But isn't that also the Teresa department?
Well, she puts it back together again, but it was my creation to come up with.
No. I mean, when it comes time to do that turkey, do you actually tell her what seasoning to put on it?
Oh, I don't have to. She knows
careful, Tim. It's a trick question.
Right. Yeah, I know that.
he's not the first rodeo, though, so he played through that well.
Yeah, he's pulling his pitching wedge out.
But so, Tim, do you
always does what she's told, except when she doesn't.
Yeah, right. Do you season under the skin, or is it just on top of the skin and inside of the bird cavity?
I'll usually do the inside and outside, and then in the neck.
Okay.
So you actually stuff stuffing in your turkey.
Yeah.
And we've always done that.
Right.
Yeah.
Takes a little longer to get it cooked, but that's what a good thermometer's for, right? I mean, right?
So in your opinion, then, what is a perfect temperature? Let's say you've got a 25-pound bird, and you're going to stuff it with stuffing. What temperature would you want to go in there, and are you going to cover it for the first half of the bake?
So ours, because I put them in the oven cooking bags, so they're covered the whole entire time.
Right. Now, if
you're not going to use a cooking bag, then in the days of old, leave it uncovered, but then you're going to want to baste them periodically to put more juice on that skin so it doesn't get too dry.
My wife uses brown paper bags and forms a top for the pan with that.
Yeah.
And that seems to work beautifully. It's like butcher's paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So what
and
temperature?
Then, real quickly, too, you know, we talk food safety. You know, we try to every time. You'll want to put cold stuffing in a cold bird. So you won't want to get done. Let's say you're going to stuff it the night before, but you take the hot stuffing, put it in your bird overnight, and then put it in the oven the next day. Let that stuffing cool down before you stuff it into the bird.
Right. And it all comes up to temperature together, and it didn't soak up blood and all that other stuff. Yeah.
Yep. You don't want it to be warm enough that it's going to start creating bacteria in the cavity of that bird.
Right. Right. So
it's called the danger zone.
Yeah, Tim. So to more food safety, what temperature are you getting that turkey to when you know it's ready to serve? Otto's doesn't have the little pop-up button on it, the cheater. So what are we using for temperatures?
The rule of thumb is 170 for turkey, and that's typically what we'll do, too, is we'll do that 170. And if it makes it to 175, it'll make it to 175 anyway. Pull it out at 170 and let it rest.
So you're temping a thigh and maybe the breast?
I temp the breast.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Great. All
cool.
right. Well, Tim.
And then try to keep it away from the bone also.
Yeah. The temperature. Yeah.
The thermometer. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So Tim, this is my official order for an Otto turkey. There's only going to be four of us, but I like a lot of leftovers. So if I can get like a 20-pounder, that'd be awesome. if you could give me one of those, and I'll come pick it up, and we'll go with it. But anyway, Tim, where can people find you?
3450 Remembrance Road in Walker, Michigan.
Yes, sir.
At their world headquarters.
Well, we appreciate you, man, and thanks for making time. I know you're busy, but get over to Sobeys and grab a fresh turkey for your holiday meal.
And good luck deer hunting.
All right. Thanks,
brother.
Tim. You too.
All right.
Goodbye.
Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week to The Grilling Guys. Thanks for making time for us. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.